Bienvenidos, estamos en su programa Asuntos de Fe, un programa de entrevistas con propósito. Hoy tenemos la oportunidad de tener entre nosotros una gran invitada, ella viene desde Estados Unidos y está aquí en Colombia recorriendo algunas ciudades enseñando sobre política de educación cristiana. Miss Catherine Dan, bienvenida.
Thank you for having me.
Miss Catherine, quisiéramos que de pronto nos contaras un poco cuál ha sido tu experiencia en relación a la educación para que las personas que nos están viendo sepan y conozcan un poco más de tu vida.
My experience in education is very typical of my generation. I was raised in public education and went to the university at California, Berkeley. And while I was there, the Lord spoke to me about Christian education. I knew nothing about Christian education, and it was really a disturbing idea at the time. But being assured that this was God's calling on my life, then God made a way. And he put me in the service of a Christian school in the Bay Area in California. And I only taught what I knew to teach, which was what was taught me. And my subjects were history. And I knew before God that I needed to teach history to my students the way the Lord expected me to. So my real education in education began when I started teaching. And I asked God to reveal to me what he wanted me to teach in the educational history of my country, America. We had no resources to teach us about Christian education. I have to tell you, this was 1970. And Christian schools were very rare and very undeveloped. So I searched and searched. And to make a long story short, I was led to believe that God would have us teach everything we do biblically. I brought secular education into the Christian school I was given to teach in. And I gradually began to remove myself as I learned from study how to truly teach Christian ideas. I came to the conclusion that I had to have a biblical purpose for teaching. And I had to find the materials, the content, to achieve that biblical purpose. So the biblical purpose had to have biblical content as well as biblical methods. So simply, if I were to have really achieve a biblical education, the content had to be biblical and the methods had to be biblical. There were no such materials, so I had to develop my own. And I had to study to learn my subject from a biblical perspective. So essentially, it meant for me to throw away everything I had been taught in the public education and ask the Lord to reveal me day by day the direction I ought to go in my instruction. And it was from there that others came alongside me to also learn with me. So in the 50 years I have been in Christian education, I really witnessed God separating education that I had from the secular philosophy and come to a biblical approach to education. And looking back over the years, I see God causing a true change in God's people toward education. And there has been truly an explosion of materials and scholarship and teaching schools and conferences and seminars that have raised up Christian education to the level that is superior to secular education.
Miss Dan, en este camino que el Señor te ha introducido, ¿cuál puede ser la definición más exacta que tú encuentras para lo que es educación cristiana?
Biblically speaking, I find that God has instructed us to raise up the children or the students that we have in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And in studying that scripture, I see there are twofold aspects to biblical education. So in essence, the content requires us to cultivate growth, to develop the individual to a mature individual. And that is in the physical manner, that is in the spiritual manner, as well as in the intellectual manner. And so we bring to them ideas, things that will feed growth. And this is to full independence. Independence upon for our physical needs, for our spiritual needs, and our intellectual development. So physical education, intellectual education, and spiritual education.
¿Cuál sería el problema de la educación secular en relación a esto que ella nos viene diciendo?
What we have in secular education is an education that emphasizes mainly all these things separate from the Word of God. Secular education simply is based on the wisdom of man, and biblical education is the wisdom of revealed truth from God. I believe the education of children is God's idea, and He has given us guides. He has given us, I think, an approach to children in the education of raising them up for Him. The premise is that every individual created of God has a purpose, and they're designed for His use and for His purposes, and we are simply here to help them achieve that purpose. It is preparation, and preparing them inwardly as well as outwardly. I would also add that part of cultivation, or part of education in cultivation, which is causing growth, is correction. Correction and cultivation are two important sides of education. And that correction has a purpose, and that is to restore them to from error. And that process is really a process based on compassion rather than punishment. Correction is positive because it is an opportunity for teaching, for instruction and guidance. And so this is what I deduce from Ephesians 6:4 as to the manner of teaching and the manner and the content of instruction.
Vamos a hacer una pausa para introducirnos en el tema. Realmente estamos muy interesados que Mildred nos pueda hablar un poco de educación en el hogar, pero vamos a hacer una pausa para el siguiente. Miss Dan, en todo esto de la educación, ¿dónde se incluye el homeschooling? ¿Cuál es el lugar del homeschooling en la educación cristiana?
Homeschooling is mainly the idea of parents not satisfied with public education or private education, whether Christian or non-Christian. And they have taken the idea of directly being responsible for the complete instruction of their children. And it has the idea of turning their house into a school, and that is not the practical idea. And that is, I've seen that done. And so I go in and redefine what they're doing. According to Deuteronomy 6, it is home education. Deuteronomy 6 was Moses telling the people of Israel instruction for their education of the children. And I noticed that God did not direct Moses to set up a school or a public school, or he was not in charge of the education of their children, of the children of Israel. In fact, it was given to the parents in their house, it says. So I see the beginning of home education in the state of Israel. This education included the foundation of their lives, which was the knowledge of God, His laws, His ways, His commandments, and His will for the men and women of Israel, as well as for all men and nations, I believe. And also in the course of home education, it was forming habits, manners, and preparing them for their future lives.
¿Qué desafíos tiene una familia cristiana y qué bendiciones tiene una familia cristiana que adopta este tipo de educación?
I have observed that when parents make that conviction of their conscience that they must do so, which is a personal decision of the home, they find themselves being separated in more ways than one. Home education today, I believe, is a call of God upon the parents to truly set themselves apart from what is typical and common in education today, not relying upon the state or the church, but upon God's direct direction in their personal living in their homes. They're challenged with separation, perhaps, from the opinions of friends or family, and they find themselves criticized or endangering, they're saying that they're endangering their children, they're somehow going to cripple their children from really living in the real world. They are somehow challenged to really be separated. They feel isolated. They're fearful, perhaps, and doubtful that they can really perform and compete with the world. So these are ideas that come upon them, but they only do so because they definitely believe that it is God's call to do so. Some of these have experienced some harm and injury to their children in the public school system, and so they do it for love of their child, safety of their child. They won't subject their children to harm, and maybe it's bullying, maybe it's persecution of another kind. So this is evidence to them that they must, for the safety of their child, remove them from the state school or some other school, whether private or public. We also understand that they would rather take the criticism because they love their child more.
Un hogar, una madre, un padre necesita alguna preparación académica para poder hacer homeschooling con sus hijos.
They start the way I started, with nothing. And what I learned, they will learn. If God calls you, then He will provide. See, home education is not for the children. The children really want to be with their parents. They love being with their parents and being taught by their parents, the idea of it anyway. But in observation, we witness that God is truly using home education to restore the parents, restore the home, to restore the sovereignty, independence of the home, and dependence upon God. Home education starts with the obedience of parents to God, and He will guide and teach them how to teach their own children. No families live identically alike. It's impossible. They have to be separate and individual. And so God will build their home on their obedience. God will bring the content, the materials, as they ask from God. They won't go to any public school. They will go to God instead. They depend upon God every day for their children.
¿Cómo es la historia ahora del homeschooling en Estados Unidos? ¿Cómo la situación actual? ¿Cómo se ha venido desarrollando?
Home education in the United States, I began to see appear about 40 years ago. And as I observed, it began as a reaction to negative instruction. But it has become, over time, a positive answer to the error of our ways. And in doing so, it has been a blessing to the United States. Home education naturally raises up a quality of individual that no secular school can do. They are individuals that are comfortable with themselves. They have confidence in society. They're natural leaders. They're enterprising. They're self-teaching. They're free and capable. You know, when you're in a family, you have to be capable, taught to take care of the home and each other. And basically, they have natural affection. They love God. They love God's word. They love being in nature. Love their home, and they love their family. Living with each other, they learn to love each other. And, you know, the home is one little society. They're not all the same age. They don't all have the same interests. Sometimes they have disagreements. You have all ages, and you have boys and girls. You have outsiders and insiders. You learn to play together, worship together, work together, and that's home education. And they love to learn. all they need to do is open a book, turn on the internet. If they want to learn about some subject or how to do something for themselves. So that's what I observe. They come out of the home very well favored by their professors, by their employers, and they rise to the top very easily. They love others. They're charitable, well-mannered, and they love their liberty. Nobody's going to force their will on him or her.
Bueno, Miss Dan, vamos a hacer una pausa para el último bloque. Yo sé que hay algunas preguntas que muchos tienen en su corazón, entonces ya regresamos. Miss Dan, ¿cuáles serían los pasos que una familia debería tomar, los primeros pasos que de una familia cuando ella comienza a entender qué es el llamamiento de Dios, la educación en la casa?
The advantages of this generation of home educators is that now there is about two generations who've gone before them, and God has raised up again teachers and writers and gifted scholars to support the education that is biblical. Then we want to also include that you have the opportunity to learn from the experiences of others. And we find that the couples today, young couples, young parents, are doing their homework. They are very sophisticated and knowledgeable to research. And now there are seminars and conferences for instruction of parents in the field of education. How to understand a biblical philosophy of education. Many times parents who dive into home education without preparing themselves will find themselves bringing secular education into their home. So simply because you have left the public system, secular, atheistic education and content and methods doesn't mean that you're not going to replicate that in your house. So separation is not simply physical separation. It's philosophical separation. It's thinking through how to separate yourself from worldly education, the wisdom of man, which brings nothing but sorrow and destruction to the person in it. So we have to be diligent, we have to be determined and biblically instructed by those who have learned before them. And that's what I see young couples doing. Home education today is putting pressure on higher education, and that the knowledge and the character of the generation coming through home education is demanding better for preparation for professional vocations. And so this is a good thing because they are not going to colleges that are have no importance or significance in their future. So we're finding that it will transform eventually the universities or private universities to do better than they have been doing. And we find the failure of these higher schools because they've not prepared the generation to really solve problems, to really lead, and to have true practical wisdom, which biblical education does do if we are consistent in it. So this is a blessing to the nation. This is a blessing to all professions when you work to improve, to reform the status quo. I would also advise those considering home education, whether you are a young parent or have had experience parenting, is to first teach your children to obey you. They will not learn from you until they obey you. And God has given instructions to parents how to teach obedience to their children. And so this is primary to home education, is obedience to parents. In fact, the only two commands that God gives children. Children, obey your parents as unto the Lord, and honor thy father and mother. So that's the foundation of home education. It's the parents who teach children to obey them. It's the parents who teach children to honor them. And again, you have to consider that first.
Miss Dan, yo quería hacerte una pregunta que íbamos a dejar para el final. Tú nos hablas de dos generaciones que ya han dejado ciertos materiales. Quisiéramos que tú nos recomendaras algunos libros, algunos autores, algunas editoriales, tanto en inglés y si ya existen en español.
I am not fully familiar with what is in Spanish, but I do know that there are books, literature by Christian authors that I would recommend that address parenting, biblical parenting, that topic. There are videos, there are sometimes, again, publications that could do that. I have some titles and authors that I think those who have knowledge of their Spanish translations might help you. There's one of the pioneers of biblical education I would recommend is the title Teaching and Learning by June S. Rosalie June Slater. And that's the English name. So I would recommend that work. It's a heavy volume, but it really distinguishes between secular education and truly Christian education. It's one of the first resources that I used. So there is Mr. James Rose's Guide to Teaching and Learning as well, and that was published in 1987. It's a heavy volume, but you have several authors in that volume that make recommendations and thoroughly teach a philosophy of Christian education. So they're heavy volumes because they have depth.
Miss Dan, existe una comunidad de cristianos que quieren hacer homeschooling. ¿Qué se les puede recomendar a ellos como comunidad donde hay varias familias?
It is very important if you come together with other parents who are interested in promoting or helping each other in collaborating about home education, that they have the same ideas, that they're united with the same purpose and aims and philosophy, basically. It's individual. It's based on your own conscience. And so it isn't simply homeschoolers, everybody. It is very specific to like-mindedness and the same emphasis, you might say. So there's liberty to congregate with as many communities as there are that you can have. There's no uniformity. And we can grow from one society into another one with greater broader depth, you see. So it's not copying the methods of what the world would do. It is truly according to your own direction from the Lord and your own understanding at the time. So you're not locked in, and that you are not a part of something, rather a fraction of something, or contributing to something that would take away from your own convictions and from your own purposes for your own children. But families can come together for certain things and not for other things. I've observed families coming together for sports, for team sports, for competitions, for speech debates, or for musical performances, but not to stay together like a union that you can't get free from.
Quisiéramos ir terminando nuestra entrevista, Miss Dan, y quisiéramos pedirte que de pronto tú le puedas hablar a las personas que nos ven como unas palabras de consejo, de aliento, a aquellos que tal vez están haciendo ya homeschooling y han sentido un poco las dificultades. ¿Qué les podrías decir a ellos?
Home education today is something that is very individual and private to each home. It is not something that you do because others are doing it or you're following some kind of obligation on your part. It's a spiritual growth and process between the parents, father and mother. They both have to agree. You cannot continue or start education unless father and mother are together in it. And most of the burden of actual instruction of children is with the mother. That is for sure. But it's by the support of the father. And so it is a collaborative, cooperative unit in agreement. And that's vital. That is the security of the whole process. I also would encourage you again to realize that God has a reason for giving you those children. And those children are for you to raise up for himself, for his divine purposes, which are always good and the best for your child. Only God knows what he made your children for. He designed them. He organized their whole physical being and personality and talents. And so you need to observe what it is that you need to guide your children in developing those talents and providing the opportunities to exercise those abilities so that they might be service to the Lord, service to man, service to their family, so that they can be fruitful, that is productive, and be independent of man's supply, but depend upon God's supply, just as you're learning to do as well. This is God's law of family, if we study the scriptures closely. So what is it that they need to begin with, and that is a good foundation? And nobody knows how to lay a good foundation in them except God himself. And so we will depend upon God to speak to you, to guide you, to lead you, and to keep you steadfast in the purpose, to raise up a man and a woman and present him to the Lord and return him as a faithful steward for the Lord in raising that child.
Miss Dan, muchas gracias por este tiempo que has sacado para nosotros y a todos aquellos que nos han visto. El Señor bendiga, el Señor dé luz, entendimiento en estos asuntos que, como hemos estado dándonos cuenta, son asuntos que tienen que ver con nuestra fe. No podemos desvincular nuestra fe cristiana de asuntos tan importantes como la educación de nuestros hijos. Miss Dan, muchas gracias por estar acá.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Y a ustedes que nos están viendo, recuerde su programa Asuntos de Fe, un programa de entrevistas con propósito. Cualquier inquietud o sugerencia para nuestros próximos programas pueden escribirnos a tesoroscristianos@gmail.com. Dios les bendiga.